The Arkansas primary election season is over. Runoff elections results were known by late last night. Now all attention can be directed toward the November general election. Roby Brock of Talk Business is keeping his eyes on what could happen between now and early November. Roby, thanks for taking a few minutes of your post-runoff result morning to talk about the election season.
You're welcome, Kyle. Good to be with you as always.
Well, first we'll talk about the runoffs. I mean, it was a very, very light ballot, especially Northwest Arkansas. But the Democratic Party did pick congressional nominees in the first and fourth. Any surprises there?
Well, there was a little bit of a surprise in that Clark Hall made a pretty strong late run, which was not expected. I think everybody felt that Scott Ellington, since he came so close to winning the nomination on May 22nd, would just kind of run away with it in the runoff. It really came down to some of the final boxes there, and I think the margin of victory for Ellington was a little less than 300 votes. So Ellington winning wasn't a surprise. How close it was, I think, was a surprise. And then in the 4th Congressional District with Gene Jeffress winning the Democratic nomination, that was not a big surprise, his victory over Q. Byram Hurst. When you just looked at the geography of where the runoff races were going to occur yesterday on June 12th, it was clear that it was going to be to the benefit of Gene Jeffress. It was in areas that he's represented or his brothers represented for a little over a decade. So a lot of name ID in that part of the state.
Is there any reason to think in the next 120 days or so the Democratic Party in Arkansas can get a leg up on having a congressional seat in 2013?
That's a question that I think Democrats are going to be grappling with for some time. I mean, the 3rd District is not going to be very competitive because of just the way that district was redrawn. It's become even more conservative, and it was already very solid GOP to begin with. The 2nd District really tilts towards the GOP at this point in time, and Tim Griffin, the incumbent Republican, has raised over $1 million compared to his Democratic counterpart, Herb Rule, who has not raised much money at all. In the 4th District, Gene Jeffress seems determined to run the most unconventional, least modern-day campaign that one can run. His motto has been, I've got duct tape on my yellow school bus, and that's what's going to carry me to victory in November. And you just don't see him even trying to raise money to compete with Tom Cotton. I would say the 1st District is the one place where the Democrats will have a chance, but a lot of things are going to have to break right there. I think that Scott Ellington will be a formidable candidate in that he comes from the most populated part of that district up in the Jonesboro area, so he'll compete with Rick Crawford in his home base. But Rick Crawford really hasn't done a whole lot to make constituents that mad at him, so I don't think that they're dying to throw him out of office. And he also has over $500,000 cash on hand in the bank, which is a big fundraising advantage over Ellington, who's basically broke at this point in time.
You mentioned money. Will money play at all a part in some of the interesting state legislative races as we wonder whether the GOP can gain control of one or both chambers in Little Rock?
I actually think that that might be where you see a lot more of the action this year. I think because the Democratic congressional field is as weak as it is, and the Republican incumbents, and then I throw Tom Cotton in there as the Republican front runner in the 4th, just have this overwhelming money advantage right now. And so I think that state Democrats, what matters more to them at this point in time, in my estimation, is control of the state capitol. And they are in danger of losing their slim majorities in the House and in the Senate. So I think that if their resources are limited, they are going to have to spend more money and place more emphasis on these, you know, real key battleground legislative district races. And that's where I think you may see them put a lot of money, a lot of resources, certainly a lot of energy and time.
Can we expect Governor Mike Beebe? I mean, he'll be going into the last 2 years of his job as governor because of term limits. Will we see him on the campaign trail?
I think that it's going to be critically important if Democrats want to hold their majorities for Governor Mike Beebe to treat this as if it is a referendum on him. He's not going to be on the ballot, but if Governor Mike Beebe, who is immensely popular, I mean, his approval ratings remain somewhere between 65% and the upper stratosphere of the planet, he has got to get out on the stump, and I mean visibly campaign with some of these legislative candidates, not only just raise money for them, but really stand up there in a very public way and tell voters of those specific districts, if you want to keep my brand of governing in place, you need to elect this person standing here right next to me and not his or her opponent. I think it's almost that critically important for the governor to be that visible on the campaign trail and make this a referendum about his governorship versus what the Republicans are going to try to do, which is tie all of these legislative candidates to a very unpopular President Obama and national Democratic Party policies. And an Arkansas Democrat and a Washington, D.C. Democrat are two very different animals.
Any other issues you think that will play out that will become important in the state legislative races?
Well, I think it will be interesting to watch if any of the initiatives that are out there trying to get on the ballot find their way onto the ballot.
Well, and
basically, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We've got till July 6th for signatures to be turned in.
Yes, so I think we're going to know early on. I mean, there's an ethics reform initiative that has some bipartisan support. I tend to think that that might drive a little bit more Democratic turnout to the polls in terms of some people interested in that types of ethics reform. And you've got a couple of tax issues that are out there that might make the ballot, and that could drive some more conservative voters to the polls in opposition to those tax increases. And there's one that's guaranteed to be on the ballot no matter what. It's a legislative-referred initiative for a half-cent sales tax for the roads in Arkansas. I do think that that is going to automatically galvanize some conservative voters and encourage them to come to the polls, if for no other reason, to vote against a tax increase. So I think that's another reason why Democratic candidates may be already a little bit behind the eight ball.
Finally, anything that happens in November 2012 influence what will happen in the run-up to election 2014 in Arkansas?
Well, I do. I think so. I think that if you see the Republicans sweep all of the congressional offices in the state, I think that that gives them some momentum and certainly some encouragement to take on Senator Mark Pryor in 2014, who, you know, I think will be very vulnerable to a challenge just because of the national political climate and how that plays out with federal races in Arkansas. And then I think the other thing, too, is if the Republicans do manage to get a majority in either one or both chambers of the state capitol, that has the chance to really influence the dynamics of 2014, too, and it could cut both ways. It's a little bit like the dog chasing the car and catching the tailpipe. You know, they may, if they win, then they have to govern. And we may see some policies set forth that voters either respond very positively to or very negatively to, and then that could change the dynamics of the 2014 race, whereas you could have Democratic candidates say, see, we told you this would happen, or you could have Republicans proudly beating their chests and saying, we got into office and we did these things to the betterment of Arkansas. And so I think that the dynamics of what happens at the State House in 2012 could certainly influence the 2014 elections.
I have a friend who calls that the roadrunner moment, when the coyote finally catches the roadrunner. Now what?
Well, you know, and let's just hope that at the end of the day, the roadrunner and wily coyote will go drink a beer after hours and maintain a little civility in their approach to government.
Hear, hear. Roby Brock covers business, politics, and the economy at TalkBusiness.net. He's the publisher of Talk Business as well. Roby, thank you.
Good to be with you, Kyle.